Welcome to the first book. It's called The Day the Earth Stood Still by me.
October 5th, 2020.
Yep. All right. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Chapter 1. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Pluto, rotate on an axis. Today was different. Today's the day the Earth stood still.
Here we go. My name is Carl. I fucked it already. My name is Carl Johnson. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Motown, Nebraska. I'm not like other kids. I'm built different. I've destroyed mutant beings beyond any other planets.
Right, you really thought this book was going to be serious? Well, now, okay, so here's the rest of the story. Sal's way.
Alright, I'll just do chapter 3. Chapter 3. Carl was sitting outside when a big rock hit Earth. Everything blew up. He fled the Earth and went planet to planet, but they all kept blowing up. The reason the book is titled The Day the Earth Stood Still is because the Earth stood still because it blew up. What happens next will shock you. Chapter 4.
Carl was in a whole different galaxy when he met a space dog. He named him Rover. Rover was a bulldog. He was cute. Carl pet Rover. Rover liked Carl. Carl liked Rover. Anytime Carl was in danger, Rover protected him. He bit the heck out of everyone, all the time. But one day, Rover stopped biting bad guys. Carl asked, "Rover, why you not bite bad guys anymore?" And Rover said, "Woof." Actually, space dogs don't say woof, they say, "Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop." Am I just typing anything to fill pages? Yes. Is the story so good? Also, chapter 5.
A journal entry from Carl. Rover ran away. I miss home. I'm lucky this planet is close to Earth. Like, as in, like, it has oxygen. Oh, Carves, get out of the way. The aliens here speak alien talk, though. Should I teach them English? I would make a lot of... beep-boop. The people aren't nice, though. If only there was another Earth human here. That'd be cool. Don't get out of the shop. Your turn.
Chapter 6. Carl met another Earth human. Cool, right? Could have never guessed that, lol. The other Earth human is named George. Carl and George became really good friends. They always ate beep boop beep boop together and watched all 40,000 suns set. I am really liking where this is going. They can't be separated. George knew alien talk, so he taught Carl. So now Carl is an English teacher. Glad I'd let you know. George hates school, but they found rubber, so that's fun. Rover bites mean people again. Carl showed the aliens Earth delicacies, like pizza, sushi, and the Beatles. The aliens like George and Carl, and
it's the only three things that Earth has to offer.
OMG, I never told you the name of the planet. The name of the planet is... Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Chapter 7. I don't know Roman numerals.
Carl, as king of the planet, really... it works really well. George likes it, too. They both are really liking it. Rover is liking it too, mostly because they have wee whoop snacks. Would you like this planet? Email Carl at beepoopapoop@gmail.ttalulut. Also, what is your favorite meme? Carl invented memes there because they didn't have them. They are really funny. Flip to the next page to see it. We don't have to read this. It's supposed to be a picture. Are you going or am I going?
Yeah, I know. Funny, right? It's my favorite. Carl and George had a different disagreement today. Carl said, "I like mac and cheese." And George said, "Mac and cheese is yucky." They made up those, but it's okay. I really like mac and cheese. It's good.
Chapter 8. Welcome to Chapter 8. This chapter will be alien talk for our intergalactic audiences. Oh no, here we go. Okay. Beep boop, beep 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 boop, beep boop, wee woop, wee wop 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 wop
Carl is on his deathbed. He got very sick from mac and cheese. I know, ironic. George is living on his legacy. George is an evil dictator now. He banned mac and cheese. I don't know why. He was so nice in the other chapters. I hate this. He killed most of the population. Rover now is brainwashed, and George left the planet in a famine.
Chapter 10. This book is a mess. I hope you like it. Have fun reading this. 10 pages left. Chapter 11.
George killed Carl. He poisoned the mac and cheese. Rip Carl. George now is living his final days in the ship floating in space.
A journal entry from George. I hate myself. Why did I kill Carl? Rover is all I have left. I have nothing. Darkness. Sadness. Chapter 12.
George found a friendly ship of humans. They gave him food and water. He made friends and so did Rover. He's finally happy. Smiley face.
Chapter 13. 13 is my lucky number, lol. That's it. That's the chapter. Chapter 14.
George is now 80 years old, living on Earth 2. Almost done with this incredible tale of ups and downs. Chapter 15.
Carl wakes up! It was all a dream! Carl runs downstairs to see his parents making pancakes! He's so happy! So am I that I'm almost done. Thank you for reading the story. It took me a long time. Actually, it took me like 20 minutes. Chapter 16.
Please shop at Salon Kaglu's Noble Book Barn, established 2020. Accolades, Carves, Kaglu, Yanks TV, South Missouri. This was so fun to make, and I'm not being sarcastic.
I was being sarcastic. Well, that was the first book. You can go buy it at their shop. It looks like I'm super managed.
Oh, wait, you have to buy the book to hear this, right?
Yeah, we'll censor out the whole thing. Come buy it right behind the rock shop and buy the other shops. Okay, thank you.